USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sentencing memo says former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort repeatedly and brazenly broke the law and argues he didn't deserve leniency. The memo doesn't give hints of other lines of inquiry for special counsel Robert Mueller on Russia's election interference. Still, for Paul Manafort, Mueller's team tells a Washington federal judge he hasn't cooperated as he should have under a plea deal that involves two conspiracy counts. Raja Krishnamurthy is a Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
Paul Manafort's deceit has now extended to virtually everybody he's met, and I think that Robert Mueller's had it.
The House is expected to vote on Tuesday on a resolution that would overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern border. The president promises to veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
R. Kelly's lawyer rejects the allegation that the R&B singer sexually abused anyone, telling reporters,
"He did not force anyone to have sex. He's a rock star. He doesn't have to have non-consensual sex."
The attorney made the comments after a judge set $1 million bond for Kelly, who's facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four females, three of whom were underage at the time. Three people on board a twin-engine cargo plane that crashed into a bay east of Houston, Texas, are now thought to have perished. Chambers County Sheriff Brian Hawthorne.
First thing that I saw the minute I got out there was just floating debris. Everything from bed sheets to women's clothing to cardboard boxes to a lot of fiberglass. Not sure what the actual cargo was. I'm sure we'll learn here shortly what the cargo was.
Witnesses say they heard the plane's engine surge right before it went nose first into the water. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A nun uses the Vatican Summit on clergy abuse to point out hypocrisy. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more details.
In a stunning rebuke of the way church officials around the world have handled sex abuse cases, Nigerian nun Sister Veronica Opinipo calls the church hypocritical.
Yes, we proclaim the Ten Commandments and parade ourselves as being the custodians of moral standards and values and good behavior in the society. Hypocrites at times, yes, but why did we keep silent for so long?
Her comments came at the Vatican Summit on Clergy Sexual Abuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump has announced the nomination of current ambassador to Canada, Kelly Knight Craft, to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. John Clemens has more.
If confirmed by the Senate, she will fill the vacancy left by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who resigned in October. Her experience includes being on the U.S. delegation to the U.N. General Assembly during the George W. Bush administration. Ambassador Kraft also helped facilitate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement after President Trump called for a better deal for the U.S. with a North American trade agreement. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.